A report was released today on the peer review process of the EPA's assessment of the Bristol Bay watershed. One of the central critiques offered by the panel of experts is that the draft document is lacking a clear purpose and objective. The input from the reviewers will be added toward a final version of the assessment, which is intended to guide EPA's decision-making process about large-scale mineral developments in Bristol Bay. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The report contains the comments, recommendations, and suggestions of the 12 science and engineering experts hired by the EPA to scrutinize the draft version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. The panelists convened in Anchorage in August for 3 days of meetings and to hear testimony from the public. They were then asked to examine the assessment based on 14 charged questions and submit reports back to the EPA, all aimed at establishing the scientific credibility of the study. Rick Parkin, EPA's manager for the project, was unavailable for comment Friday, but the released report does say that the EPA has begun taking steps to incorporate some of the key input provided by the peer reviewers. Topping the list of the experts' critiques is that the EPA should clarify the overall purpose and objective of the assessment. That's a critique that's long been raised by the Pebble Partnership. Spokesperson Mike Heatwell.
It's not clear. Is it a watershed assessment? Is it an ecological risk assessment? It reads a lot like a draft environmental impact statement, and when you look at it, it really doesn't know what it wants to be. And in that, when it doesn't have clear objectives, it tries to pull in all kinds of conclusions through that lens, and it presents a very flawed document.
Dr. Roy Stein of Ohio State University's Aquatic Ecology Lab chaired the peer review panel. In his written comments for the report, he offered similar criticism, calling for a succinct statement of purpose and scope to be included early in the initial chapter. Senator Lisa Murkowski has long been critical of the assessment and issued a written statement Friday saying it's clear that the EPA still has a lot of work to do if the goal is to issue a scientifically sound document. But others, reading through the 193 pages of the report on Friday, see a validation of the work done by the EPA. Kim Williams is the executive director of NUNAMTA Alukastai.
I'm pleasantly surprised and pleased that the report has come out that shows that they're right on track, and if not, they really understated the risk and realized that EPA probably understated the risk that a mine would have on salmon and people. And Bristol Bay.
Along with testimony and the more than 230,000 letters received during an earlier public comment period, the peer review report will be used by the EPA to shape a final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, with no date yet as to when that will be released. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.